Happy Monday, Squamish. Here is how the weather is set to shape up this week. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says an upper trough will shift southward across the province today, bringing clouds and a brief heat reprieve to the south coast. Those planning backcountry adventures should be aware of a slight chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms in northern sections of the Sea to Sky, Whistler, and Pemberton, he said. Today, Environment Canada says we can expect a high of 26°C and an overnight low of 14°C. Temperatures will increase again on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday as a ridge of high pressure strengthens offshore and a thermal trough develops along the coast, producing dry, hot conditions, Ross added. Daytime highs may reach 30 inland, with overnight lows near 16, potentially triggering heat warnings. The humidex, which measures how hot we will hit 27 today. This means the heat will cause most people little discomfort. See the full humidex list. The UV index will rise to 7, or high, on July 14. What does this really mean? Take care. Wear big hats and clothes that cover your skin. Put sunscreen on skin that you can't cover. Don't be fooled if it's cool or slightly cloudy. The UV still gets through, reads the Environment Canada definition. Sunrise was at 5:20 a.m. this morning, and sunset will be at 9:16 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning gibbous phase. As the moon begins its journey back toward the sun, the opposite side of the moon now reflects the moon's light. The lighted side appears to shrink, but the moon's orbit is simply carrying it out of view from our perspective. The moon rises later and later each night, reads the NASA explanation. The moon's illumination is currently 84.56%, meaning that is the percentage of the moon illuminated by the sun, according to phasesmoon.com. It is currently located in the constellation of Aquarius. How sound conditions? The water temperature in Howe Sound today is 16°C at the Halibut Bank buoy, according to Environment and Climate Change Canada. Allergens. According to Aerobiology Research Laboratory's data, this is the pollen situation in our region. Pollen. Moderate. Spores. Moderate. Today's top allergens. All fungal spores. Moderate. Cedar, cypress, juniper, thuja, low. True grasses, low. Tomorrow, July 15. Pollen. Moderate. Spores. Low. Other stuff you should know. Got something to say? The Provincial Environmental Assessment Office, EO, is seeking public feedback and a request from Woodfibre LNG. The company is proposing to add a second floating worker accommodation, or flotel number 2. This second flotel would be a retrofitted cruise ship moored south of the existing flotel and would house approximately 630 workers for 2 years. The comment period is open until August 2, 2025. Go to the EAO webpage to comment. Be wildfire smart. The BC Wildfire Service notes that over the 3 long weekends of this summer, the Wildfire Prevention Ambassador Program, Squawu 7 Mesh Exwumix, Squamish Nation, Land Guardians, and Natural Resource Officers are activating an information kiosk at the entrance to the Upper Squamish Valley Forest Service Road. Representatives will be sharing messages about safe use of open fire, campfire prohibitions, how to report suspected illegal activities, and more. The BC Wildfire Service Fire Wardens and Squamish Nation Land Guardians will increase patrol in the valley for prevention, detection, and reporting of wildfires and illegal activities, the post reads. The Conservation Officer Service will also be deployed for environmental compliance and enforcement, shared stewardship and public safety. They will be out in force. Friday, August 1 to Sunday, August 3. Friday, August 29 to Sunday, August 31. Be bear aware. Black bears are definitely out and about in Squamish right now. Areas of Stawamis Chief Provincial Park have been closed due to the presence of a food-conditioned bear, according to BC Parks. A temporary closure of the North Wall and Grand Wall bouldering areas has been put in place, effective until July 16. This closure is intended to give the bear some space and a chance to move on, and to ensure the continued public safety and protection of natural park values, the BC Parks website reads. Impacted areas include: North Wall closures are from bouldering areas, Action Man, to close to home, from 0.0 kilometers on the Mamquam FSR to 1.4 kilometers. The Slaney Trail will remain open at this time, but we ask visitors to use caution. Grand Wall boulders are closed from bouldering areas from Titanic South to the Apron Descent Trail, south side of the Apron. The Apron Trail will remain open as a through trail only, no stopping. All visitors are required to securely store all attractants. Store all food and scented items in a vehicle, hard-sided trailer, or bear-proof locker. Visitors failing to ensure they keep attractants secure may be evicted from the park and issued a violation ticket under the BC Wildlife Act, reads the BC Parks notice. On July 4, there was a bear incident in the day-use area of Alice Lake Provincial Park to which the Conservation Officers Service was called out. Following the incident, BC Parks sent out a reminder on its website that all park visitors should carry bear spray and ensure all attractants are secured. The district provides the following other tips for recreating in our prime bear region. Travel in groups if possible and make noise to avoid surprising a bear. Leash dogs at all times. Bears can see dogs as threats, and off-leash dogs may provoke a response or lead the bear back to its person. Look out for bear signs like fresh scats, freshly overturned logs, and ripe berries on bushes and avoid overgrown trails. Use extra caution in areas where bears commonly are, such as near berry bushes or streams. Make noise on the trail by clapping or talking, especially around blind corners or when visibility is low. Report aggressive bears to the Conservation Officer Service RAP line toll-free at 1-877-952-7277. Exwanek Park Closure Notice. The district says that Exwanek Park on the Mamquam Blind Channel downtown will be closed for sea dike and flood protection upgrades until summer 2026. Impacts will include: closure of the park, including the water access, watercraft storage facility, and Main Street parking area. Alternative public water access is available at Spaquis Feather Park. Construction noise and vibration due to construction activities, including pile driving and ground densification work. Short-term traffic disruptions on Loggers Lane. This work is an integral part of the ongoing dike upgrade program identified in the district's Integrated Flood Hazard Management Plan, IFHMP. The district has been in contact with user groups of the Squamish Paddling Club Storage. The Exwanek Canoe Shelter will still be accessible, reads the Muni's social media post. You can go. The public washrooms have opened at Spaquis Feather Park, on the oceanfront. The washrooms are located at 37,111 Spaquis Landing, between the parking lot and the green space behind the children's playground. The toilets are open to the public from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., according to a post from the district. There are four stalls in total, all of which are gender neutral. Two of the stalls are accessible with baby change stations. Water restrictions. Water restrictions have been in effect since May 1. The Muni has set Stage 1 outdoor water use restrictions. Stage 1 means lawn watering is limited to 2 days per week. In the summer months, water consumption nearly doubles. The outdoor water use restrictions are in place to effectively manage the supply and demand of water across the community during the warmer months, the district said in a social media post. Locals with even-numbered addresses water on Wednesday and Saturday. Locals with odd addresses water on Thursday and Sunday. Watering can take place from 4 to 10 a.m. and from 7 to 10 p.m. Permits may allow additional watering of newly seeded lawns and new sod. Call the Public Works Office at 604-815-6868 for more on those permits. Find out more. Britannia Beach and Furry Creek Water Restrictions. Watering restrictions are also in effect for Britannia Beach and Furry Creek as of June 1, the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD, announced in its newsletter. Britannia Beach and Furry Creek water system users are asked to limit their use of water for sprinkling and irrigation to the following times: 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The SLRD requires all residents of local water systems to exercise good water conservation practices. Water restrictions are an effective way of ensuring everyone has enough treated drinking water during dry summer months. With population growth and climate change, there is increasing pressure on our water supplies, reads the newsletter. Chipper Days. Squamish Fire Smart is hosting Chipper Days for the 2025 wildfire season. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Live view of the Stawamish Chief Down Arrow.